play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Thanks for being with us here this afternoon for Silver Streak Basketball here on WGIL. The Mattoon Holiday Tournament streaks in their road black with silver numbers trimmed in white, silver trim as well. Vandalia Vandals in their home white with red numbers trimmed in green, red and green trim. Starting lineup for the streaks as they've gone throughout the season, 5'7 senior Kelsey Legg, 5'7 sophomore Riley Jenkins, 5'7 senior Andrea Sampson, 5'9 senior Chloe McCarthy, and a 5'7 senior Dazer Range. For Vandalia, 5'3 junior Lainey McNary. They've got Catlin McKinney, Megan Curran, a 6'2 sophomore, Samantha Miller, and Bailey Stewart. Ready to get things underway here. Deja Range in the center circle. Megan Curran for Vandalia, and they win the tip and have the basketball to start the game. Top of the key, this is McNary. She'll fire the three from straight on. Bounces off, no good. Deja skies for the rebound, rips it away, and gives way to Riley Jenka.
Job by Deja there getting position. She's going to need to do that. She's a little undersized with this big front line for the Vandalia Vandals.
And they open in a 1-2-2 zone, coming out and pressuring the guards a little bit. Left baseline, Andrea Sampson for three. That one's short. Rebound to Riley Jenkins on the weak side. Gives to Kelsey Legg. Now back to Andrea left wing. Swing it back over to Riley on the right wing. Puts it on the floor and kicks out to Kelsey Legg right at the center circle. She'll hand off to Riley and she'll reset the offense. There is such a difference with the girls at some time in the zone have their hands out. It's such a different hands out or up as opposed to not. Chloe McCarthy for three, right wing is no good. Rebound comes down to Bailey Stewart. Got knocked away from behind by Andrea Sampson. It'll go back to Vandalia. But it makes the zone look that much bigger when you've got hands up or out, and as opposed to most of the time you just see the teams out there with their hands down.
Yeah, and that's a huge coaching point too. And it's a lot tougher to teach than you would expect. I mean, it's amazing. You're right when you look at a zone and the hands are out because it makes the zone look that much bigger.
Pass to Kern down on the baseline, nearly lost control, able to save it, and Kern has it down the left side. It looked like there was a travel there. Now they got it inside to Samantha Miller. She puts it up and in, and that's the first basket of the ball game. It goes to Vandalia, who leads 2-0, 6:40 to play here in the first quarter. Riley Jenkins with it out near the center circle, dribbles left, gets to Kelsey Legg on the left wing. Coming out in kind of a half trap there. Now right baseline. It goes to Andrea Sampson for three. That one's good.
Well, that's definitely going to be open. If she wants it, she's going to get that all afternoon because they're trying to keep the ball out of the inside. They're not as worried about those wings for three-pointers.
And good quick ball movement on the reversal, and that's what the Streaks are going to need to do against this 1-2-2 zone. Megan Kern out near the center circle. Out high left side it goes to Samantha Miller. Underneath, down on the left block. Inside, Catlin McKinney. She puts it up and in.
Well, she's not one of the ones I was concerned about getting that ball inside.
No, not at all.
Not with the two big girls.
Sound like the PA guy said Caitlin, but it's in the program it says K-A-T, so I assume it's Catlin. Now another three right wing from Andrew. That one's too strong. Deja chasing down the rebound.
It should be a straight ball, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, I thought so, too. Deja was chasing, and it was Bailey Stewart blocking her away from it, but it looked like Stewart had her hand on it last.
I think it's Caitlin. I think it's a typo in the program. I wrote it down as Caitlin because I've never seen the name Catlin before.
But well, you never know in this game.
That is true. That is true.
Right wing McKinney underneath it goes to Kern, puts it up, missed it, bothered by Deja on the shot. Rebound comes away to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey on the run right side, went to the outside, now gets to Deja running the floor down on the right block, up with it, too strong, and the rebound comes down on the weak side to Samantha Miller.
Deja's got to find that angle. She tried to shoot it right into the basket. She needs to use the backboard from that angle.
Top of the key, this is Stewart with it, kicks out to McCary, Lena McCary, she is the coach's daughter, Michelle McNary. She's got it, looking for some help, and Kelsey Legg had her bottled up. She finally got it away to Bailey Stewart. She dribbles right baseline, cut off, kicks out to McNary, top of the key. McNary, stolen away by Riley Jenkins. Nice job by Riley. Got sandwiched between two defenders. Comes down to the right side. I like to see that. Right hand laid it up right side, and the Streaks lead 5-4.
Yeah, great job right there by Riley. She got herself in a little bit of a trouble because she was caught between two girls and was able to keep the dribble alive and just push it out.
McNary, top of the key, goes right to Stewart. High post, and a push is going to be called on Chloe McCarthy. They were getting it into Kern at the high post of the left elbow there, and Chloe probably should have just let her catch it because she had no chance of making that steal. Got called for the push from behind. That's the first foul of the basketball game. 4:36 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 5-4. Stewart inbound.
Lauren Livingston.
Should be a
Chelsea
five.
Stevenson
there we go.
Came in.
5 second call. Good defense by the Streaks. So, yeah, Chelsea Stevenson, Lauren Livingston in along with Chloe McCarthy, Kelsey Legg, and Riley Jenkins. So Streaks get it on the Vandalia turnover. Riley Jenkins out high on the left side on the dribble to Kelsey Legg between the circles, out high right side to Chelsea Stevenson. She'll dribble left, goes top of the key. Now back to the right, picks up. Her pass got tapped away, and the ball gets loose, and Chelsea dives after it, and Stewart comes away with it. Now she gets tied up by Lauren Livingston, and the possession arrow should point toward the Streaks, and it does. Got to be more crisp on the passes against the zone. Chelsea tried to go a little bit slow, a lob over the top, and that one's not going to get through.
Yeah, especially when they're sitting back in the zone. They're not being overly aggressive. We've seen some zones from some of the teams we've played where they really hawked the passing lanes. This they're just trying to keep the ball out of the middle.
Nice back door from Riley Jenkins to Kelsey Legg down the left side. Couldn't hit the shot. Had to double clutch. Gets her own rebound, though. Puts it up. Blocked by Kern, but she's going to be fouled by Megan Kern as well. So Kelsey Legg will go to the free throw line with two shots. Megan Kern, by the way, 6'2 sophomore, the daughter of former Streaks boys assistant coach Brian Kern. He was there with the Streaks for a couple of years. Now he's at Vandalia, I believe, as a principal. And you know Brian, how big he was. I just saw him out there in the hallway. His daughter, yeah, 6'2". And as Coach McNary said, she's a little timid sometimes, but she actually moves pretty well. As Kelsey Legg hits the first free throw, make it 6-4 Streaks with 4:06 to play here in the first quarter.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that makes me feel short.
Yeah. He you saw him when we were walking back up here. That was him standing in the hallway looking at the scores. Second free throw, no good, and the Vandals come away with it. This is Caitlin McKinney with it on the dribble. Right side goes to Madison Hill into the ball game. Underneath it goes to Kern down on the right block, and once she gets it that low, not a whole lot you can do. She puts it up and in. Yeah, Chelsea Stevenson and Chloe McCarthy near, but not much you can do without fouling her. Left baseline, it's Lauren Livingston. She penetrates to the wing, pulls up with a 10-footer. Short, might have been partially blocked by Kern, but Chelsea Stevenson with a rebound. Stepped back and got herself in a position to put the shot up. Couldn't hit it, but she got fouled. And I think it's going to go against Samantha Miller. It does go against Miller. That is her first. That is the second team foul now on Vandalia.
I'm trying to think, Tom, who was it that we played that had the big girl inside that we did a great job of fronting? I'm trying to think who, what team that was.
Gosh. Because we did a pretty good job against Grant, which you weren't at that game, that last Saturday game. And they had a 6'2 girl, was a little bit similar to Megan. Kern actually moved a little bit better than her. Free throws no good by Chelsea. The rebound, Deja, though. Riley Jenkins, top of the key for three. Good. Gosh, I'm trying to think of who that was.
Who gave her that pass?
That was Chelsea Stevenson with the assist. 9-6 Streaks, 3.5 minutes to play first quarter. Left baseline, McNary with a cut off by Chelsea Stevenson. Now gets bottled up, and we're going to have a tie-up. Oh, and now, when to blow the whistle, my goodness. So much this year, they call it too soon, but this time, she traveled before they called, but it should have been called, I think, even before the travel, as the Streaks tied her up.
Well, my point was going to be that we did such a great job in that game because we did a nice job making it difficult for them to get the ball inside. I don't remember if it was Limestone or who it was. But the difference was, we talked about it during that game, that the guards were doing a terrible job of getting the ball in. These guards for Vandalia are doing a much better job. They're putting arc on the ball and putting it with a soft touch over the top, so the post player just has to hold position and grab the ball.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking back through at the scores. McNary kicks out left side to McKinney, top of the key. Miller over the top. It goes to Kern down the left block. Couldn't hit the shot, and Deja gets tied up on the rebound with Miller, and this time the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. I think you might be right. I think maybe it was, and was it Zoe Wall? Was she the one we kind of kept her from getting good looks? Maybe it was somebody else that
Yeah, I feel like it might have been limestone, but yeah. But it was one of the teams where they just had some real height inside.
Nice backdoor pass, Riley Jenkins to Andrea Sampson, right side up off the glass and in. She's got five, Riley's got five, and the Streaks lead 11-6, 2:34 to play here in the first quarter. Right side, this is Stewart, baseline, goes in, puts up the five-footer and good. Got behind the defense, got the baseline. First basket for Stewart and make it 11-8 Streaks. Now a nice dish from Andrea Sampson to Deja Range going down the right side lane. Deja lays it up in, and that's her first basket, and it's 13-8. Streaks with a lead. Different so far, Streaks have been able to force some turnovers, and another one. Riley Jenkins knocks it away, and Andrea Sampson comes up with it. Riley with it now, across midcourt left side to Kelsey Legg, left wing. Now gives to Andrea Sampson out high right side. She'll fire the three, short on that one, right on target, but the rebound comes out to Lady McNary for Vandalia. Under 2 minutes to play, first quarter, Streaks lead 13-8. Here in the opener of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. This is Madison Hill with it out near midcourt, looking for some help, and gets it to Kern out high on the right side. Kern picks up, goes right baseline to Stewart. Stewart back out high to Hill on the right side. Now it's Stewart on the right wing. Over the top. Stolen away by Deja Range. Nice job. Lauren Livingston doubled over from the weak side, and Deja was able to front. And you got to throw that pass high to get over the top of Deja.
Yeah, and a good job by Deja there. She just kept her position and was able to get the hand up in the passing lane.
Riley Jenkins for three, right wing. Good on the feed from Kelsey Legg. That's her second of the ball game. She's got eight and make it 16-8. The Streaks have doubled up Vandalia. Now Kern running the floor. Nice job by Deja cutting her off, going down the right side of the lane. She had to kick it back out. And now top of the key it goes to Hill. Hill working against Kelsey Legg. Kelsey hounding her defensively and finally got rid of it, got it to Stewart. She didn't want anything to do with the ball with Kelsey all over her there. Now Stewart right side and a near steal by Riley Jenkins. Yeah. Ooh, I thought that was going to go back to the Streaks. I thought maybe after Riley knocked it away that Stewart had gotten a hand on it again, but it goes back to Vandalia.
Riley making a very early strong push to be Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. She's got 8 early points, hasn't missed from the field, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and a steal.
And she's going to get a break. Grace Nelson in early in this ball game. Grace, a 5'2 freshman, giving Riley Jenkins a break.
One of the things that Coach Massey really likes about this tournament, being able to use a lot of his players.
Shot blocked by Andrea Sampson. McNary tried to drive in, and Deja comes up with it. Andrea for 3 out high right side. Good! Rattle that one through. That's her second. And she's also got 8, and now a timeout called. It's a full timeout called by Michelle McNary. We'll take one as well. 29.3 to play. Streaks lead 19-8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Hello, fans. This is Cardinals broadcaster John Rooney. Another season is in the books, and before you know it, the 2019 campaign will be upon us. As always, it's a privilege to bring you Cardinals baseball. The ups and downs, the great plays, the players, and the moments that will live on forever. On behalf of Rick, Mike, myself, and the entire organization, we want you to have a wonderful and safe holiday season.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
24 seconds to play in the first quarter. Streaks lead 19-8 coming out of the timeouts. This is Vandalia with it. McNary on the left wing. Dribbles right, goes top of the key, picked up by Chloe McCarthy. Still on the dribble to the left elbow inside the paint. Looks for help now. Kicks it out to Stewart, top of the key. Stewart dribbles left to the elbow, now to the left wing. Bounces down low for
Miller. I was going
to
say, that was a good call by that official because nobody else was going to call that, and she clearly switched pivot feet.
Lexi Tucker in for the Streaks as well. She's in there with Grace Nelson, Andrea Sampson, Chloe McCarthy, and Deja Range. 1 second to play, and Andrea fires from just inside the half-court line and missed it, wouldn't have counted anyway. But we have played one quarter of basketball. That is Galesburg 19 Vandalia 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's a new year and a new you. This is Carrie from OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center. Once again, we're joining with the Knox County YMCA and Galesburg.info for Commit to Fit, a fun way to help you watch what you're eating, get you moving, and keep you motivated. Get registered now at Galesburg.info, keyword Commit to Fit. There's cash and other prizes up for grabs, too. If you're ready to feel more confident and get in the best shape of your life, get registered now at Galesburg.info, keyword Commit to Fit.
You could win as much as $500 cash by wearing the white WGIL button. Find out where to get one at WGIL.com.
One quarter of the books. First game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Vandalia Vandals. The Streaks, pretty good first quarter. A little bit of a slow start, but they more than doubled up. Vandalia leading 19-8 and took a few possessions to figure out that 1-2-2 zone, but the Streaks playing well now and have really picked up the defensive intensity.
Yeah, I would assume that we're going to see a different look here in the second quarter from Coach McNary, because that 1-2-2 wasn't working at all, or flat 3-2. I think, didn't Coach Massey call it a flat 3-2?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so it really wasn't working, so we'll see if they change something up here in the second quarter.
McKenny gives to Kern, now top of the key at Stewart. She dribbles left against Andrea Sampson, now picks up and gives to McKenny. McKenny underneath, tried to get it to Kern, knocked away by Chloe McCarthy. They're going to say it went off of Kern last.
I think she did touch it because when it popped up one of the times, she tried to grab it.
That time, Deja was guarding from behind, and Chloe doubled down from the outside, came in. They tried to throw it over the top. Chloe right there knocked it away. It goes back to the Streaks, another Vandalia turnover. Right baseline, Andrea for three. Good! On the feed from Riley Jenkins. That's her third of the ball game.
Some point, you can't keep going to the same defense. The Streaks are just eating it alive right now. And, you know, part of it's Andrea and Riley have been on point from three-point land. So I guess the theory would be at some point maybe they'll stop hitting it such a high clip.
Near steal by Deja. Now it's going to be an over and back.
I don't think that's right.
Well, I don't know, though, because after Deja knocked it away, I thought that Swain kind of had her hands on it before it went into the backcourt. So I'm not sure. But nonetheless, they called an over and back on the
– But isn't the rules technically just – Isn't it somebody has to get possession of it? And I don't think anybody ever got possession.
Yeah, Swain did not have possession after Deja knocked it away. This is Chloe McCarthy, left baseline. Kelsey Legg, an 18-footer up and good. First basket for Kelsey. She's got 3 points. And it is 24-8 Streaks with 6:45 to play here in the first half.
This is the best ball movement I think we've seen from the Streaks all season long. They're moving it side to side. And the important thing is they're not lobbing the ball. They're throwing nice dart passes.
McNary missed the shot. Chloe McCarthy with a rebound. There were three black jerseys there that time. No white jerseys at all. Riley Jenkins, top of the key, right wing. Andrea Sampson. Now it's Riley with it out high right side.
Number three doesn't even look like she's playing right
now.
Yeah,
and you know, and I've noticed only there's only one of their players with their hands out now on that defense. Now Riley from the right wing, three, good. Her third of the ball game. She and Andrea Sampson each with three threes and a two each. 27-8 Streaks lead, just over 6 minutes to play in the first half.
Why do we shoot so well when we come down?
I don't know what it is about this gym. But
remember with Lexi a few years ago?
Oh, yeah, she went nuts.
This tournament up.
I remember being on this end of the floor here where we're at as McNary puts up a three. That short, Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Streaks on the run. Riley across midcourt right side. She beat most of the Vandalia team down court, even though they were ahead of her when she started. Now Andrea, top of the key, left wing. Kelsey for three, too strong. And the rebound's going to go off of Riley last.
Should be off number four.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Riley, but well, I'm not sure.
No, Streaks are keeping the ball.
Oh, they are. Okay, so it did go off of Caitlin McKinney last. Back in for the Streaks, Lauren Livingston, Chelsea Stevenson, Lexi Tucker in, and Kelsey Legg and Riley Jenkins will stay on the floor. 5:37 to play first half. Streaks lead 27-8. And it comes to Riley. Three-pointer right wing. In and out, no good. Rebound.
She is human.
Kern brings it down. Yep.
It's her first miss that of the morning.
Went
afternoon.
In.
What
it,
time is
yeah, it?
Yeah,
it is afternoon. It went in and popped back out. Kern lost it, and
she's standing out of bounds.
And now the ball. She touched the ball when it was out of the Kern dribbled down the right side of the lane. She lost the ball. It went out, and she was standing out of bounds, and she reached down and touched it, and then they waited until it rolled out of bounds before they called it out of bounds. So another Vandalia turnover. Chelsea Stevenson out high right side. Lexi Tucker right baseline. Out it goes to Riley Jenkins. Riley back to Chelsea right wing. Chelsea Stevenson puts it on the floor. Now Riley Jenkins out right of the center circle. Have they gone to more of a
2-3?
Yeah, I think it's a 2-3 now, which I don't know that that really helps him.
No. Chelsea Stevenson from the right wing, a little bit short. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. They called her for a travel. I didn't see that, but I was blocked by a couple other players, so the Streaks turn it over.
It's only a second turnover for the Streaks.
How many do they have?
They are up to 9.
9 with 8 points. Not good.
Not a good ratio.
4:50 to play first half. Streaks lead 27-8. Out high left side, it comes to Hill for Vandalia. Now it goes to Stewart out high right side, goes to the top of the key. Now to the right elbow, gets a pick from Kern, goes to the wing, kicks out to Hill on the right wing. Now back to Stewart, top of the key. Left side, it goes down on the block to Miller, and it's stolen away by Lauren Livingston. She turned. I think she was going to try to gather herself to shoot the shot and handed it right to Lauren. Now Lauren's going to stop and fire the three out high. That's too strong, and the rebound tapped and brought away by Chelsea Stevenson.
Second offensive rebound of the game for Chelsea.
Riley Jenkins out high right side now. Gives to Kelsey Legg out high on the left side. Swing it over to Riley Jenkins, right wing. Puts it on the floor. Back to Kelsey at the center circle. Chelsea Stevenson, left wing. Swing it to Riley Jenkins on the right wing. Wide open three. In and out, back in. Rolled around. She got the shooter's roll on that one. Her second of the quarter, fourth of the ball game. She's got 14 and make it 30-8 Streaks.
Well, the Streaks have two players right now that have outscored the entire Vandalia team, so that's not a good start.
And another steal, Lauren Livingston. They tried to get a high post to Kern. Lauren gives to Chelsea Stevenson, running the floor, lays it up right side and in. And now another timeout called by Michelle McNary, and it's going to be another full timeout. We'll keep it right here. 3:42 to play the first half. Streaks lead 32-8, coming off that fast break layup by Chelsea Stevenson. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty, as they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. We're driving a really nice pre-owned 2017 Nissan Murano. Nice, really deep blue color. Really, really nice vehicle. Cream interior, and got everything you want in a vehicle. And the great thing about it, lifetime warranty. Lifetime powertrain warranty. And you get that at Galesburg Nissan. Every car 5 years old or newer comes with the lifetime pro certified lifetime warranty, and it's one you got to check out. And this is on their new vehicles as well. Which right now, that's the other thing I wanted to mention. The pro certified lifetime warranty it includes powertrain, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, and the great thing, no cost to you. Now, also wanted to mention, right now the Galesburg Nissan year end sales event. They got a lot of great deals. Not on the only on the 2018s on their way out, but the 2019s as well. So check them out. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Home of the lifetime warranty. On the right block, down it goes to Samantha Miller. She puts it up and in. Her second basket. Now quickly back the other way. Chelsea Stevenson, right wing, 15-footer, no good. But the rebound comes down to Abby Endhoff, who's in for the Streaks. Now it's Chelsea Stevenson, right wing. Grace Nelson out between the circles. Also Arlita Brown and Audrey Peck in for the Streaks. Audrey Peck with it, right baseline outside the three-point arc. Get it out high to Grace Nelson. A little bit overthrew her. Grace able to run it down, though, out near midcourt. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson. Pretty young team out there for the Streaks. Now that last Nelson.
That last basket by Miller, Tom, ended a 21-0 streak run.
Wow. Good for the Streaks. Yep. 2.5 minutes, or excuse me, 2:50 to play. We're at a bad angle to see the clock here. Left wing goes to Abby Endhoff. She drives baseline, stops, picks up, gives out to Grace Nelson, top of the key, right wing, Chelsea Stevenson, and she traveled
shuffled
with it. Yeah, did the little shuffle. She saw that opening, the baseline. Would have been a good move. It was a good thought as the defense was running out at her, and she tried to go baseline, but to shuffle the feet before she put the ball on the floor. So the Streaks turn over, what, third of the game now?
Yep. Great benefit here for the Streaks being able to play this younger squad because they have that quick turnaround, the quickest turnaround, I think, of anybody in the tournament, as they're going to turn around and play the 4:30 game after playing this 1 o'clock game. I don't think anybody's got that quick of a turnaround.
No, and we may be back to closer on time if this keeps going the way it is and ends up being a running clock game as Chelsea Stevenson comes away with a steal.
Not exactly sure how. She got run into and somehow ended up with the basketball.
She's got it on the right wing. Dribbles out, gives to Grace Nelson, now high left side, left wing, right side, now left wing to Abby Antoff. Now it's Grace Nelson between the circles, right wing, Chelsea Stevenson.
I think one of the years, though, they didn't do the running clock at this tournament.
That's right. Well, hopefully since it's regular season now also they will. Top of the key, Grace Nelson, left wing, Abby Antoff. Now high post, it goes to Arlita Brown, back out to Grace Nelson. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson for three. Oh, too strong. Thought it was on target.
Good rebound
to Arlita Brown. Couldn't hit, but she's fouled. Nice job. Arlita snuck in there between Kern and Samantha Miller, and Samantha Miller fouled her. That's her second. And so Arlita Brown will go to the free throw line with two shots. Arleta, 5'8 junior for the Streaks. First shot is up, and too strong on that. Good backspin, but a little bit too much on that one.
Yeah, kind of shoots it from a low angle, too. Yeah. She shoots it down by her shoulder.
Didn't get a whole lot of arc on it either. Is it 152 we got left?
Yes.
Second shot for Arleta, up and good. A little more arc on that one. Puts it up and in. Her first point of the ball game. Make it 33-10 Streaks. 150 to play here in the first half. This is Kern with it.
Kern just holds it out there. I mean, if she really wanted to, Audrey Peck could just take it out of her hand.
McNary, top of the key for three. No good. Rebound comes out long. It's run down by McKinney. McKinney dribbles baseline. Gets inside. Puts it up off the glass and in. Caitlin McKinney. She's got four and make it 33-12. Left wing, Abby Endhoff. She'll fire the three. Good!
That's a three.
Her first basket of the ball game. And the Streaks lead 36 to 12. Yeah. 105 to play first half. Stewart, top of the key to McNary.
I think that's the first three she's even attempted this year on
varsity. What I was thinking, maybe. McNary drives in, the wild runner, no good. Grace Nelson had the rebound stripped away, and Kern comes up with it now. She goes down the right side lane, missed the shot, but a foul's going to be called on who? I think they're going to call, are they going to call Audrey Peck or Arleta? No, Abby Endhoff. There was three of them there, and I picked the first two incorrectly. So
only the second team foul on the Streaks.
So Megan Kern goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got one basket in the ball game. This is the first free throw attempt by Vandalia in the ball game with 51.8 to play. First one in and out, no good. And checking in, Abby Davidson, the 5'11 freshman. She'll replace Arleta Brown. So the Streaks' biggest lineup out there now with a freshman and a sophomore at 5'11 each.
Yeah, and they're all like gazelles, too. They're tall and long.
Second shot, no good. Rebound tapped out, and Stewart comes away with it. Now she lost it, and Abby Davidson comes away with it for the Streaks. The long arms paid off there for Abby as she was able to reel that one in. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson. Goes baseline, picks up, gives to Audrey Peck on the block. She's got to turn and kick it back out. Now it's Grace Nelson, top of the key. Left wing, Abby Endhoff fires from on top of the three-point arc. Good! Just took a little bit too much of a step there and was over the line, but she nailed that one. She's got a pretty shot. I mean, nice arc, and it just hits. The net barely moves when it goes through. Make it 38-12 Streaks with 16 seconds to play. This is McNary, left wing, Stewart to the left elbow. Stewart penetrates, pulls up with an 8-footer. Good.
She's got four now.
Bailey Stewart with a basket. Now 5 seconds to play. Chelsea Stevenson, 70-footer right wing. Too strong. Rebound comes out to McNary with 1 second to play. Shot from three-quarter court. No good. We have played one half of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 38. The Vandalia Vandals 14. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll run down our halftime stats, our halftime scoreboard, and more. Streaks lead it. 38-14, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-476-4551. 800-476-4551. 800-476-4551. That's 800-476-4551.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. shop, and every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Vandalia Vandals 38-14. Streaks outscored them 19-8 in the first quarter and 19-6 in that second quarter. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson from Mattoon, the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. And the Streaks off to a good start. And I don't know, Eric, like you said it during the first half, I don't know what it is about this gym that the Streaks, for some reason, shoot really, really well from behind the arc.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Massey doesn't try to move some more games down here, because with the way they come out and they shoot in this tournament, it just seems year in, year out. I mean, we talked before the game, they have a 22-3 record all time here in this tournament. And so, you know, I don't know if that bleeds confidence into the team. Then they show up, they know, hey, we've had success here before. Andrea was on the all-tournament team last year. She's making an early bid to have a repeat on that and potentially move up into that MVP slot. With surprise MVP last year, Luna got it. From a team that didn't even play in the championship game. But I just feel like they walk off the bus and they feel good being here for whatever reason.
And I don't know, maybe they're nice and relaxed here also for whatever reason. But whatever it is, we like it. Well, the other games that are going to happen here today, once we wrap this game up, Altamont will play Salem, and then we will turn around and play Olney. It's scheduled for 4:30 this afternoon, and we'll take the air somewhere around 4:10, 4:15. It just kind of depends on where we're at that point, whatever, 1:37. So we're hoping maybe we'll get a continuous clock in the second half here that'll push things further to being on time. Our game will be followed by St. Anthony taking on Vandalia. Then Decatur St. Teresa will take on the host, Mattoon. Then coming up tomorrow morning, the Streaks will play St. Anthony. It'll be a 10 o'clock game. Now, that game will be on 92.7. The Laser, rather than here on WGIL. We'll tell you why coming up. The first game of the day tomorrow, 8:30, has St. Teresa taking Altamont, Streaks and St. Anthony, followed by Olney and Vandalia, then Mattoon and Salem. And depending on what the Streaks' record is, that will determine after that game tomorrow morning what time we'll play. It could be anywhere from 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to 8:30 tomorrow night. Of course, we're hoping for the 8:30 game. That would mean we went undefeated in pool play. So the reason that game will be on the Laser tomorrow is, first off, the Galesburg High boys will open play at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament tonight. 7 o'clock game with Rochester. It'll be Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that action for you at 7 o'clock tonight. And it'll be Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with that action. Steve will join Brad on Saturday morning. Then tomorrow morning, the boys will take on Dunlap. It'll be the first game of the day at 9 o'clock, so it'll be an extra-long pregame that'll start off. We'll do Galesburg's morning news from our hotel downhill here till about 8:30. Then Brad and Jim will take over and do the pregame for the Streaks and Dunlap tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. Then they'll play again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, versus the Sterling Golden Warriors. And then, again, all that depends, will determine what happens for their two games on Saturday. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead 38-14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Stay connected to what's happening in Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's local news.
February 19th is the date a trial could begin in Fulton County against the Illinois teenager accused of causing an Amber Alert to be issued that was later believed to be a hoax. WMBD-TV in Peoria reports 18-year-old Mitchell Dutz appeared in court yesterday where the trial date was set after Dutz entered a plea of not guilty. Dutz allegedly claimed three black males stole his car with an infant in the back in Farmington December 15th. Authorities believe Dutz used a photo of a child he found on Instagram. Secretary of State Jesse White's office is reminding the public about two new laws for 2019. The first law requires children under 2 years old to be secured in a rear-facing car seat until they weigh 40 pounds and are 40 inches tall. Car crashes are the leading cause of death for kids age 1 to 13. The second new law adds a question about the Dutch reach technique to Illinois driver's exams. That's where the driver looks over their left shoulder to check for bicycles before opening their car door. I'm Will Stephenson. Top stories at home. Top stories from around the world. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg's News.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy and breezy, gusts near 35 miles an hour, occasional showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon, high 55. Cloudy, chance of showers and storms tonight, low 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, a high of 38, cloudy and 23 tomorrow night. Saturday, partly sunny, high 31. Sunday, sunny and a high of 38. Right now, it's 50 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The Rochester Rockets are the first opponent for the Galesburg boys basketball team in the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeson and me for Streaks pregame coverage tonight at 6:40 on WGIL.
Streaks lead it at halftime, 38-14. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Riley Jenkins with 14 points, 4 threes and a 2. Andrea Sampson, 11 points, 3 threes and a 2. 3 points for Kelsey Legg on a basket, and 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Deja Range on a basket. 2 for Chelsea Stevenson on a basket. 1 point for Arlita Brown on the free throw. And oh, can't forget about Abby Entoff with a 3 and a 2. 5 points for the Streaks. They hit 8 three-pointers in the first half. The only thing they didn't do that well was shoot from the free throw line. 2 for 6. But it didn't matter all that much. For Vandalia, 4 players with 4 points. Samantha Miller, Megan Kern. Bailey Stewart and Caitlin McKinney, Megan Kern with 2. They were 0 for 2 from the free throw line.
Vandalia turned the ball over 12 times. The Streaks turned it over 3 times. Streaks out-rebounded Vandalia 16-9 there in the first half, including 9-2 on the offensive boards. Vandalia didn't shoot it bad. They were 7 of 16, but the problem was they only took 16 shots because of all those turnovers. They were 0 of 4 from distance. Streaks were 14 of 28 from the field, so shot it a good 50%, including 8 of 17 from downtown, so just under 50% from behind the arc, and that's going to win you a lot of games.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving the Streaks with the ball to start the second half.
Man-to-man.
Riley Jenkins, yeah, they're coming out with a man this time. Riley Jenkins with it to Chloe McCarthy between the circles.
Streaks have not identified the defense yet.
Chloe dribbles, thought she traveled, got away with that, and gets it to Riley out high left side. She'll penetrate, stops, kicks out to Kelsey Legg. Now it's Andrea Sampson between the circles, gets a pick from Deja, dribbles right, stops, fires a 3, in and out, no good. Deja with the offensive rebound, up off the left side, up off the glass, and good.
That was a strong board and finish there for Deja.
4 for Deja, and make it 40-14 Streaks. Second half just underway. This is McNary with it, penetrates inside the free throw line, looking for help, now kicks out to Stewart. Stewart drives right side to the baseline, gets down on the block, has to kick out, and it comes out to McNary. McNary to the free throw line again, spins into the paint, then a shot blocked and just taken out of the air by Kelsey Legg. Kelsey on the run, right side, comes down, lays it up, and got knocked to the floor, and no call, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to go back to Vandalia. I thought she took a hip as she was on her way up, and Kelsey's kind of slow to get up. And
then we're going to get Lauren Livingston
down the floor,
in
yeah.
for her.
Yeah, she hit the floor hard when she came down, and she's coming off slowly.
Yeah, she's walking off.
Pretty
you don't
gingerly.
Normally see that from one of the players for
yeah,
the Streaks.
Yeah, holding that right hip a little bit, landed hard on it. I thought she got knocked off balance in the air, but no call on that. And now it's going to be another. Ooh,
yeah,
they say,
it was
did Riley get a hand on it? Okay, so Riley tipped a pass away. It's going to go back to Vandalia. 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 40-14. Stewart to inbound, out high, nearly stolen away by Riley. Got knocked out of bounds again. It's going to go back to Vandalia, though, inbound from in front of their own bench.
I thought it fell back down on McKinney while she was standing out of bounds. Oh, that's time they just. Oh, well. A steal this time from Riley, but she unfortunately couldn't go anywhere with it and stepped out of bounds.
So now they'll inbound from at the end of the scorers table.
Just Moving them down.
Yeah, just keep moving out this way. And it comes to McNary right of the center circle. McNary gives out high left side. Samantha Miller, high post, tried to get it to Kern, and it's stolen away by Deja. Then Deja got knocked to the floor and pushed. And
wow, right in front of the official, too.
Well, wait a minute. Now we got a call. It's
late,
though.
Yeah, they're calling Deja on the foul.
No, it's calling against the Silver Streaks.
No.
42.
What?
Yeah.
After she got pushed, she got up to try to get the ball and hit the other player.
Wow.
She was clearly pushed. I don't know.
Okay, well, I was going to say, because all the girls were walking this way, that's why I wasn't sure who was calling it on. But, okay, so Deja's first foul. And it comes right baseline. This is McKinney, shot blocked by Riley Jenkins. McKinney.
And it wasn't even – I mean, she couldn't even get that ball up before it got slammed back to the ground.
And she kind of had a cuff, had her wrist over the top of it and everything. Inbound comes to Miller, knocked away by Lauren Livingston. Miller gets it back. Now Stewart on the left wing. Goes to the left elbow, penetrates, kicks out to McNary right side, fakes to Stewart, top of the key. Stewart dribbles left, cut off by Andrea Sampson, left wing to Miller. Now Stewart tried to go over the top to Kern again, knocked away by Deja, but Miller came up with it. Now it's Stewart. Stewart gives right wing to McNary. Back to Stewart out high on the right side. Now inside to Kern, and it's knocked away again by Deja. But Kern's able to tap it out to McNary. She fires a three, bounces off no good. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Streaks on the run. Riley Jenkins with it. On the right wing. Gives to Lauren Livingston. Top of the key for three. Good! Lauren Livingston. Her first basket of the ball game, and make it 43-14. We'll see if we can get
on the doorstep.
Yeah, if we can get a stop here, which we do. They just turned it over.
Yeah, McKinney just threw it straight out of bounds.
Yeah, McNary was kind of in the general vicinity, but it was behind her.
Yeah, well, she took off is the problem. Okay. She was standing there and then took off to cut to the basket, and McKinney had already let the ball go.
We'll see after this if the Streaks can score, whether we get continuous clock. They're up 43-14 as Lexi Tucker checks back in.
We wouldn't get it till the fourth quarter anyway.
Oh, that's right. And Arlita Brown now right wing. It's a give and go. It was Riley Jenkins to Lexi Tucker down the right side of the lane. She lays it up and in. I forgot they do a different football. Football is the whole second half.
Right, in basketball. Not until the fourth.
Yeah. All right, over the top. They try to get it to Kern again. Knocked away by Lexi Tucker. Miller comes out with it.
That was a soft foul.
Yeah, they call that one Arlita Brown. That'll be her first. Second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half.
I mean, maybe Arlita got the wrist. It looked like she hit the hand after the ball had already been shot.
5:28 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 45-14 lead. Samantha Miller at the free throw line with two shots. They only had two free throws in the first half and missed both of those, but she hits that one. As Abby Inhofe and Chelsea Stevens to check back in. Avery Sampson and Chloe McCarthy are going to get a break. We may or may not see them again very briefly. I don't know. Here in the second half, we'll see.
I would guess that we might see him one more time.
Yeah, because he's got him still down near the him on the bench. Second free throw up and good by Samantha Miller. That's their first 2 points of the second half. Make it 45-15. Back door, nice move by Riley Jenkins, and she was so wide open going to the basket on the pass from Arlita Brown that she kind of took her eye off the ball and kind of lost it, went right between her hands. That was unfortunate. That was a great fake and back cut by Riley. A nice pass from Arlita, but Riley just took her eye off of it. Stewart with it, right baseline, being hounded by Chelsea Stevenson, kicks it out to McNary. McNary penetrates inside the free throw line, travel with a no call, got it off to Miller. Now McKinney, now to Kern in the paint. Shot blocked by Lexi Tucker. Boy, that's unfortunate. Because she had Kern had the ball down near her waist, and Lexi was there and just kind of ripped it away as she was going up, but she gets called for the foul. That's her first. 13 foul on the Streaks here in the second half. Megan Kern goes to the free throw line with two shots. She missed her only two attempts in the first half and hits first this time. 45-17 Streaks. 4:59 to play here in the third quarter. It's at a really weird angle where we're at here. On one end to our right, I can see the visitor score, no clock, and no home score. Down on this end, it's just a weird angle. We're almost to the side of it here, so it's hard to see exact numbers. Now, top of the key, Abby Inhofe for three. Good.
She was on the line.
She's got seven now and make it 47-18. Stewart penetrates, bounces for Kern. She puts it high off the glass and got it.
20, Megan Kern.
Stewart traveled before she made the pass. I thought Kern traveled before the shot. Abby Inhofe, 17-footer, left wing is no good. Rebound comes down to Arlita Brown. Kicks out to Riley Jenkins. I like the fact that Coach Massey leaves Riley out there with these girls sometimes because they're going to be teammates over the next couple years. Riley missed that one, and the rebound run down by Lexi Tucker out near midcourt. Looking for help, got it off to Chelsea Stevenson. Chelsea, right side, goes baseline, cut off, and kicks out to Riley Jenkins.
Was that a three by Riley? Was she?
Yes, I think so.
I thought she was.
Right wing, Lexi Tucker out high right side. It's Arlita Brown. Now Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson fires the three. Rolls off, no good. Lexi Tucker, weak side, rebound up off the glass and in. She's got two quick baskets here in the second half. Make it 49-20 streaks, 3:50 to play in the third quarter. This is McNary on the left baseline. Brings it out to the wing, top of the key to Miller. Over the top, and Kern able to get it. As the pass was off the mark, she had to run it down. Right wing, it's Stewart for three, up and good. Wow. That's her first three of the ball game. Bailey Stewart. She's got seven in the ball game. Make it 49-23 streaks.
Just kind of an interesting thing. Their last basket was scored by Kern, so she's number 20, and they gave them 20 points. That basket's scored by Stewart. 23 gave them 23 points.
Three from Arlita Brown on the left side. Just a little bit too strong. Had it was on target with it, a little bit too strong. This is Stewart with it, top of the key. Right wing, it goes to McNary. Right baseline, it's Stewart outside the three-point arc, working against Riley Jenkins, goes baseline. Pulls back, now fakes, and a little hesitation dribble. Shot blocked from behind by Riley Jenkins. Rebound comes down to Chelsea Stevenson. Chelsea on the run across midcourt right side. Picks up and gets to Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. And she'll set the offense against the Vandalia man-to-man. And Coach Evan Massey's going to call a timeout to get some subs in. Going to bring Audrey Peck and Abby Davidson in. 30-second timeout thanks to Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, as they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games all throughout football, boys basketball, girls basketball. Always get the really nice Nissan vehicles to drive. This time we're driving a pre-owned 2017 Nissan Murano, nice deep blue color, and it comes with a pro-certified lifetime warranty. And this vehicle's only got, 24,000 miles on it. This is unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no cost to you. Covers the engine, transmission, transfer case, all-wheel drive assembly, drivetrain assembly. It's a lifetime limited powertrain warranty. And again, costs you absolutely nothing. And right now, they have got their year-end sales event going on, so check out all the great deals. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Home of the lifetime warranty. 2:40 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 49-23. They've got the basketball. Grace Nelson in. Give and go to Abby Davidson down on the right side. Turnaround jumper up and
wow.
In. The thing I like about her and watching her mostly in the softball games, a little bit of varsity time, really athletic. She really gets high on her jump shot. Now she's going to get called for the foul there, though. Got back. They got the ball underneath to, it was Madison Hill. Abby got there a little bit late and kind of hammered her, but kept her from getting an easy two. That's going to be her first foul. But she's got really long arms. She jumps really well, and she really uses that height and that leaping ability. Hill's free throw is up and good.
You know, the interesting thing about this game, for instance, is going to be, I would imagine that some of the other coaches, like the only coach is probably going to be game playing for Abby Endoff, even though you know, she's getting her most run here.
Second free throw was no good. Now right baseline, Chelsea Stevenson for three. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Abby Endoff speak of. And as she puts it up from 10, left side up and in. She's got nine and make it 53-24 streaks. 2:05 to play third quarter.
Did she get the rebound down at the
other
end?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Stewart, right wing. Kicks out to Hill. Now it's out of the key. McNary with 1:55 to play in the third. McNary on the dribble out high right side. Gives to Stewart between the circles. Stewart dribbles right, gets a pick.
Streaks switching on screens right now.
Hill with it at the right elbow, looking for some help, and just travel with it. Yep, and there's the call. She picked up her pivot foot.
Well, he looked like he was going to give her to the benefit of the towel.
That's what I thought he was trying to.
She just too egregious.
Not a nice job defensively by Abby Davidson, but also by, I think it was Chelsea Stevenson, away from the ball, cutting off the passing lane. Audrey Peck with it, top of the key, Grace Nelson. Left side, Abby Entoff dribbles left, gets a pick from Audrey Peck, stops, and her pass got knocked away. It's stolen by Alicia Swain.
Seventh turnover of the game for the Streaks.
This is Stewart with it out high left side, left looking for help. Now gets it to McKinney. McKinney, 10-footer up off the glass and in. So Caitlin McKinney was six and make it 53-26 Streaks. A minute five to play. Here in the quarter. Boy, Abby Davidson just got a mid-post, and if she turned to her left, if she would have gone right, she would have had her layup there.
Yep, got to go baseline there.
I think she was a little bit off balance when she came down with the ball. Chelsea Stevenson, right side, puts it on the floor, goes to the wing, fires a 17-footer. Good. Good to see Chelsea get on the board again. She had a basket in the first half. She's got four. 40 seconds to play. Streaks lead 55-26. Stewart drives baseline, cut off by Chelsea Stevenson, looking for help now. Gets out to Swain, to McNary, top of the key, with 30 seconds to play. Now Stewart, left wing. Brings it back out to the top of the key. Now hesitation dribble down the right side. Kicks out to McNary. She'll fire the three right wing. Good. So they've got a couple of threes here.
That's her first basket, right?
Yeah. Yep. So they've got a couple of threes here in the second half.
She's just 1 for 10 in the game.
10 seconds to play. 55-29 streaks. Nice pass over the top to Abby Davidson from Abby Enthoff. And Abby Davidson puts it up and in. And that's her second basket, and make it 57-29. A long shot up and short by Stewart at the buzzer. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 57, the Vandalia Vandals 29. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here's something to think about. In today's economy, even if you have a 401k or a pension, it will most likely not be enough to fund your retirement. Your goal of lifetime financial security could begin today by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Hi, I'm Nicole Molden, personal banker at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg. Understanding IRAs and their benefits can be confusing. I can help answer some of your questions so you can decide which one best fits your future goals. To learn more, please contact me or stop by any of our four locations and start saving today.
Tompkins State Bank, community-minded, customer-focused, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bears are geniuses. They hibernate and they avoid winter altogether. Bet you're wishing you were a bear right about now, because thoughts of snowy sidewalks and icy windshields make you want to curl up in a fuzzy blanket and hunker down until spring. Unfortunately, you have rehab 3 times a week since your surgery, but lucky for you, you can call Handy Van. Curb-to-curb service, taking you anywhere you need to go within the Galesburg city limits. Get the details. Visit galesburg.info, keyword Handy Van.
Handy Van, helping you live independently.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Just underway, fourth quarter. Tom Meredith there, Gibson from Mattoon Holiday Tournament, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks get a steal to start the fourth quarter as Vandalia had the ball. Chelsea Stevenson comes away with a Streaks lead, 57-29. The Streaks have scored 19 points in all three quarters, outscored them 19-15 in that third quarter. This is Abby Enthoff, 15-footer left side. Good! The high arcer up and good. She's got 11 in the game.
Have yourself a game, freshman.
My goodness, 59-29, so we're back to that 30-point mark now.
And it should be a running clock the rest
of the
way.
See. All right, this is Miller or Hill with it to Miller, top of the key, left wing to Stewart for Vandalia. Streaks come out with Arlita Brown, Grace Nelson, Abby Enthoff, Lexi Tucker, Chelsea Stevenson. I mentioned Arlita Brown. Yeah, Arlita out there as well.
And a plus note for Vandalia.
And a steal by Chelsea Stevenson. Took it away from Stewart. Chelsea down the left side. Lays it up with the left hand. Oop, short on it. And the rebound comes down to Hill for Vandalia.
And a plus note for Vandalia. They scored more points in that quarter than they had in the first half total. 15-14.
Wow. This is Stewart out high right side. Over the top to Kern. Turn couldn't hit the shot. But got bumped. And it's going to
go
against
Arlita.
Or
Arlita.
Yep, goes against Abby. Abby Enthoff with the foul. That's her second. So Megan Kern will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's 1 for 4 in the ball game. 5 points. Yep, running clock, 6:24 to play. Happy to see that.
Well, and I think, as much as Coach Matt wants to get these girls playing time, I think with the quick turnaround, especially in the 5 games in 3 days, you kind of want to have as much of a break as possible.
Yeah, and they've gotten quite a bit of playing time here.
Right.
First shot was short. Second shot is good for Kern. Now a sub as Audrey Peck comes in, and she'll replace Grace Nelson.
Number four.
Let's see. So Lexi Tucker, Audrey Peck, Chelsea Stevenson, Abby Enthoff, and Arlita Brown in for the Streaks. Abby Enthoff will run the point this time.
Wow.
First time we've seen that. Now it gets to Lexi Tucker out high left side. Now Audrey Peck out high right side. Right wing, Abby Enthoff. Tried to get inside to Lexi Tucker. Yeah, that's one of those that she's got to realize that you can't. Although that's the way the play is designed. If the defense is there, you can't make the pass. And she'll learn that. She'll learn that. This is McNary with it. Top of the key. She's still got her starters in. Well, it's pretty, actually, honestly, been pretty competitive between the starters and these groups. And now a steal by Arlita Brown. Good job, Arlita. Got in front of Miller and took the pass away. Arlita brings it across right side. 5:09 to play. Streaks lead 59-30.
19th turnover for the Vandals.
Chelsea Stevenson left wing. She'll bring it out high between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Arlita Brown. Now it's Lexi Tucker, left wing, Chelsea Stevenson. Top of the key, Abby Endoff with it. She'll dribble right. Stops, fires a 17-footer. Missed that one, and Arlita saved the rebound in bounds. I don't even know how she was able to get a hand on it to save it in, but unfortunately went to Stewart. Now goes to Kern mid-post, turns right side, puts it up off the glass and in. See, there's some potential there with Megan Kern. Get the right person to work with her.
Well, yeah, you got to teach her how to use her size to clear space on the post moves and work on the footwork. I mean, she's got a lot of potential there, but it just seems like she gets a little soft in the post.
Inside it goes to Abby Peck. Got knocked away, and Vandalia comes up with it. 4:12 to play in the ballgame. Streaks with a 59-32 lead. Down the right side, shot blocked by Audrey Peck, but Kern there to clean up. Missed a shot, gets her own rebound, missed again, and Audrey Peck with a rebound for the Streaks. Back the other way. This is Abby Endoff with it. Nice look to Lexi Tucker down the left side. Kicks out to Arlita Brown for three, left wing. Too strong. Rebound Chelsea Stevenson can't hit, but she's fouled as Miller got her across the arm. That's going to be her third foul, and Chelsea Stevenson's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Fouls called against the Vandals. Number three, that's McNary.
3:40 and counting to go here in this game. Chelsea Streaks Stevenson, are going to move to 1-0 in pool play.
Chelsea Stevenson hits the first free throw. She was 0-for-2 in the first half, and now some subs coming in for Vandalia. Swain back in and Hill back in as Kern and Miller will go to the bench with 3:20 to play. Second shot in and out for Chelsea Stevenson. Swain with a rebound gives way to Stewart.
This doesn't look likely. Streaks are going to get their 19 here in the fourth quarter to complete the four quarters at the same score.
Yep. 19 apiece in the first three quarters. This is McNary, top of the key to Swain. Left wing, it's Stewart. Stewart goes to the left elbow, now kicks out to Hill. Back to Stewart on high left side, working against Arlita Brown. Now gives to McKinney, right wing. McNary fires a three, and she hit another one.
That's a three.
Into her spot,
three.
Apparently.
Lady McNary.
60-35, left wing. Arlita Brown fires a 17-footer, missed that one. Rebound comes down to Swain on the weak side. This is Stewart down the right side, goes to the baseline, kicks out to McKinney. To Swain down on the low block, backs her way, and
wow.
Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Nice help by Abby as Chelsea Stevenson brings it down the right side. Now it's Abby End off top of the key, fires a 19-footer. Good! Had 1 foot over the line there, puts it up and in. She's got 13 and make it 62-35.
Where did that pass come from? Did it come from
Chelsea? It came from Chelsea, yeah.
That's fifth assist for Chelsea Stevenson.
This is Hill with it out between the circles. Right wing to Stewart with 1:57 to play.
Well, I thought Riley had this Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game locked up. Abby Endoff might be giving us
I know, and now she just pulls down a rebound. Pass to Chelsea Stevenson down the right side. Lays it up, missed it. Rebound comes down to McKinney for Vandalia. Now it's Hill, right wing. McNary fires another three, same
That's
spot. And she's got another one.
Lady.
Second one in the quarter, three here in the second half. 62-38 Streaks, a minute 30 to play in the ball game. Right wing, it's Chelsea Stevenson. Abby Davidson between the circles, puts on the floor, gives to Abby Endoff. Now down the left block, Audrey Peck up off the glass, can't hit. Abby Davidson with a rebound, puts it up, got hammered across the arm, no good. Audrey Peck with a rebound, turns, puts it on the floor, puts it up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Stewart for Vandalia. Now a quick timeout by Coach McNary. I think she just wanted to get subs in.
Interesting that she's putting subs in now with a minute left on a running clock.
Yeah,
but
yep. So Swain's the only one that's going to stay in. Now Grace Nelson back in for the Streaks. She will replace Abby Endoff, who gets a nice hand from the small Streaks crowd here this afternoon. Streaks leading 62-38, 1:05 to play in the ball game. Inside it goes to Swain. Missed a shot. Rebound comes down to Audrey Peck. Now it's Grace Nelson with it for the Streaks. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson to Audrey Peck.
Good move.
Puts it up. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up off the glass. Short on that one. And the rebound comes down to Lexi Worley with 42 seconds to play.
Good move by Audrey. She just needed a little bit more oomph to get that up and in.
Emma Warner in. That shot up and missed by Lexi Worley. And Chelsea Stevenson comes away with it for the streaks. To Audrey Peck running the floor right side. Lays it up and in. You get rewarded when you hustle down the floor. Audrey did just that. Got the pass from Chelsea Stevenson. Put it up and in. 64-38. 18 seconds to play. This is Sydney Miller. Puts it up from the right side. Two-pointer up and in.
Is that two or three?
It was a two. 64-40 streaks lead. 3 seconds to play. Grace Nelson with a three. Missed it. Rebound comes out long, and the streaks win it. Final score, Galesburg 64, Vandalia 40. We'll come back and talk about this one. We'll run down our stats and get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll talk about their adventures in getting here. Also, Streaks win at 64-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. That's 800-915-2644.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast: cloudy and breezy, gusts near 35 miles an hour, occasional showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon, high 55. Cloudy, chance of showers and storms tonight, low 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, a high of 38. Cloudy and 23 tomorrow night. Saturday, partly sunny, high 31. Sunday, sunny and a high of 38. Right now, it's 50 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win game one of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament 64-40 over the Vandalia Vandals. Postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Coach, a good effort by your girls here today. And we'll talk about the adventure in getting here, but girls came out little sluggish very early, maybe a couple minutes, but after that, boy, it was everything. Offensively very crisp, and hitting shots obviously helped, but the passing was crisp. Defensively great intensity, just a really nice overall effort.
Yeah, I thought they, with their zone, they were going to challenge us to be able to make outside shots, and fortunately we were able to make outside shots early. That Andrea and Riley, you know, both were on fire in the first quarter, and that made a huge difference with things.
You know, so I don't know what it is about this gym. Every year there's at least one, if not multiple games, you guys come down here, shoot really well from behind the arc. It's a kind of a strange thing, but we like it, though.
Yeah, right. I think Andrea's always shot pretty well here over the years she's been down here, and no exception today with it. And I thought, you know, with Kern, if they get the ball inside to her, that, you know, she knows what she's doing, and I thought our post players did a nice job defending her.
Yeah, they really did, because they tried so many different ways to get it to her, the lob, and tried shorter. And you had, you know, so many times Deja from the front able to go up and tip it away and knock it away, or Chloe helping from the backside or vice versa. You guys just really did an outstanding job of really, honestly, I think, totally disrupting them from what they wanted to do offensively.
Yeah, and it's nice, you know, a game like this of where we're able to play a lot of people that – hopefully that not only helps us in the next game of some of the kids are a little bit fresher, but over the next 2 days it helps us. It's a little less miles in the legs.
Well, and it was really fun to watch the girls. Obviously, Abby Enthoff came up off the bench and had a great game shooting, had some rebounds as well. But I thought overall all your bench players came in, and she pretty much had her starters in until the last minute or so. And you guys it was very competitive the whole game that way.
Right, yeah, and I very happy of not only that some of those kids got a chance to play, but that how well they performed when they did get to play.
Well, it was an adventure for you getting here today. I know it's tough because you don't get to do your normal routine where you get to a gym in a timely manner and do the things you normally do. So you had a little problem with a bus not too far from home, it sounds like. But
evidently, we were a little bit actually even – not too far past Knoxville.
Oh, okay.
And some light went on indicating that there were problems with the engine and stuff. And so originally we were going to drive here and sleep and then eat breakfast here at 10. And instead we were at the Jubilee Cafe, which I would highly recommend. We had great breakfast there. And then we got going again. And then unfortunately there was a big semi accident in outside of Bloomington. And so we had about a 20-30 minute wait, sitting for it to be cleared up. So we got here into the gym about 25 after, and so we had 35 minutes. So in terms of disrupting a routine, that obviously it was positive. But those things, they're things that can be stressful, but on the other hand, I think you look for the kids, it's a good learning experience of where what you've got to do is sometimes in life things don't go the way you want, and what you've got to do is you still got to work and focus on what you need to do, and you can't let that become an easy excuse.
Well, and they did just that. I mean, didn't let it bother them. They came out and they performed, and it was a really fun game to watch. And, we were talking about early offensively, just getting the ball. Obviously, you had to knock down the threes, but just getting the ball around and through that zone, the passing was really crisp, and it was really fun to watch and, watching them try to make that zone shift and not getting there in time.
Yeah, it was a good day offensively for us, I thought, for sure. Some, maybe a little bit of passing, and part of that, their zone was pretty passive, so we didn't have someone up in our face. You could see what was going on.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Come back again in just a couple of hours, and so you get a little bit of rest. What do you guys do in between here?
We're just going to stay here. The kids have all brought things to snack on to kind of refuel.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win it by a final score of 64-40 over the Vandalia Vandals. We'll take a timeout, come back and talk more about this one, run down our postgame stats. Also coming up, we'll be naming our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. Streaks win at 64-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
This time of year is all about family, and Yem and Galesburg would like you to be a part of ours. This is Sarah Yem. The Yem Chevrolet employee discount is now available to everyone. You pay what we pay, and not a penny more.
Happy holidays. This is Robert Eldridge at Yem Chevrolet. Brand new 2018 Chevy Silverado half-ton pickups come with holiday savings of up to $12,500.
It's our way of saying welcome to the family at Yem Chevrolet, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Text and a license extra.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Missing a minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks went it here this afternoon. The final score is 64-40. They defeat the Vandalia Vandals. They're giving two Kevin up in just a little while. The Streaks will be taking on the Alney Tigers. That game scheduled for 4:30 this afternoon. And let's see. Well, they kind of actually were kind of between sessions here, so everything actually should be closer because I forgot that this game gets over, and then actually the next game is part of the next session, so that'll tip off right at 3:00. So we should be fairly close to on time for that game, as that'll be a 3:00 tip off, and then we're scheduled for that game between all and Salem. So Streaks get the win in the first one here, and then tomorrow morning we'll play at 10:00. That game again on 92.7 FM the Laser, as the boys game tomorrow morning is a 9:00 game, and they'll be on here on WGIL. So again, the Streaks won at 64-40. Our post game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll start with the scoring. Streaks with three players in double figures. We will start with Riley Jenkins led the way. In fact, two of the three players, all their points came in the first half. A couple of the starters, Riley with 14 points. She hit 4 3-pointers and a 2-pointer. She and Andrea Sampson were neck and neck early in the game. They had 1 point. They both had 3 3-pointers and a 2-pointer. Andrea ended with that, 11 points on 3 threes and a 2. Then off the bench, the freshman, Abby Enthoff, a career day for her, 13 points. She hit a 3 and 5 twos, and a couple of those twos were 19-footers. It's unfortunate, but stepped over the line a little bit. But, boy, what a beautiful-looking shot, and nothing but net on so many of them. 13 points for Abby Enthoff, a really good day for her. 4 points for Deja Range, 5 points for Chelsea Stevenson on a couple of baskets, 1 for 4 from the line. Deja with a couple of baskets, 4 points for Abby Davidson on a couple of baskets. 3 points for Kelsey Legg on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Lauren Livingston on a 3 in the third quarter. Let's see, Lexi Tucker with 4 points on a couple of baskets, 1 point for Arlita Brown on 1 for 2 from the free throw line, 2 points for Audrey Peck on a basket. Streaks with 9 3-pointers in the game. The only thing they didn't do that well was shoot from the free throw line. They were 3 for 8 from the line. For Vandalia, nobody in double figures. It was Lainey McNary leading the way with 9 points on 3 3-pointers, all in the second half, 2 of them in the fourth quarter. 8 points for Megan Kern, their 6'2 sophomore, 3 baskets, 2 for 6 from the line. 7 points for Bailey Stewart with a 3 and a couple of twos. 6 points for Samantha Miller on a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Caitlin McKinney on 3 baskets, 2 points for Sydney Miller on a basket, 1 point for Madison Hill on 1 for 2 from the line. They had 4 3-pointers in the ballgame, 5 for 10 from the free throw line.
Well, the team stat-wise, it went pretty well for the Streaks. 19 turnovers for Vandalia. Streaks turned the ball I have the number right, 9. So plus 10 there for the Streaks on the turnover side of things. 34 rebounds for the Streaks, 21 for Vandalia, so plus 13 there, 18-5 on the offensive board. So you can see right there, that's where your plus 13 is. So a great job on the boards at Streaks. Vandalia shot the ball 15 of 36 from the field, including 4 of 11 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, were 26 of 58 from the field, including 9 of 24 from downtown. Only 1 3-pointer in that second half, but Streaks also didn't play the starters for most of that half. And your two hottest players, Andrea Sampson and Riley Jenkins barely played in that second half. Stats in addition to the scoring Tom told you about, Audrey Peck had four boards and a block. Deja Range had five rebounds and two steals. Abby Davidson had two rebounds and a block. Lauren Livingston, two rebounds, an assist, and two steals. Chloe McCarthy, a rebound and an assist. Abby Endoff, four rebounds, one assist. Alexia Tucker, two rebounds. Andrea Sampson, an assist, a steal, and a block. Arlita Brown had two boards, a steal, and a block. Chelsea Stevenson really lit up the scoring sheet, or the stat sheet outside of scoring. She had six rebounds. Three of those were offensive. She had six assists. And she had three steals. Grace Nelson had two assists. Riley Jenkins had two rebounds, five assists, two steals, and a block. And Kelsey Legg had three rebounds, two assists, and a block. So everyone contributed in some form or fashion that got into the game.
You know, really, Vandalia didn't shoot the ball that poorly, 15 of 36 overall.
No.
But they just, like you said, they didn't get a lot of shots off because the Streaks forced those 19
turnovers. Right, and that's the big thing. And, you know, realistically, the turning point in this game, Tom, was that 21-0 run the Streaks went on from about the middle of the first quarter through the middle of the second quarter, and that pretty much just put this one away.
Streaks won at 64-40. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and name our day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
I think they are just so caring for people in our community who need their services.
Amber Clark is a local musician who has played at funerals held at Hinchliffe Pearson West for nearly 20 years, a role that gave her a unique inside perspective into how they care for families. What she saw demonstrated a level of caring that encouraged her to entrust her own father's memorial to the kind staff at HPW.
My father passed away last November. His remains were cremated, and we had a memorial service up in Wisconsin for him. So Hinchliffe helped us with the cremation. And one of the things we wanted to have at his service was a video of all of his family pictures. Alan Palmer was Johnny on the spot. He said, bring me 200 pictures and I will put together a CD for you. And within 3 hours, called us back and said, how many copies do you want? And we managed to have that shown at the memorial service.
Hinchliffe Pearson West, because your life matters.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. Thanks for being with us here this afternoon. Streaks win their Mattoon Holiday Tournament opener over Vandalia 64-40. Scored 19 points in each of the first three quarters and 7 in that fourth quarter. Again, the starters didn't even really hardly play in the second half. All right, time right now to name our day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Man, there are so many different ways we could go because, you know, what got the Streaks going early, you had Andrea Sampson hit a three, and then Riley Jenkins hit a three, then Andrea Sampson hit another three, then Riley Jenkins hit another three, then Andrea Sampson hit another three, then Riley Jenkins hit another three, and then another. Defensively, I thought they all did a great job. Yet, you know, Deja in there, you know, we talked, Coach Massey mentioned the job that they did disrupting their offense because their offense kind of runs through the big girl, Kern, and Deja and Chloe McCarthy did a great job defending that and especially fronting. They had trouble getting the ball in there over Deja. So we got that going on. Kelsey Legg, her normal job defensively, did a great job. And then we have a couple other players that don't always see a lot of playing time and got way more than they normally do. And you know, one of them kind of didn't score as much, just still didn't score, but really filled up the stat sheet. The other one scored a lot and also filled up the stat sheet.
Yeah, we're going to go with the co of freshman. She did four rebounds and assists, and Chelsea Stevenson five points, six rebounds, six assists, and three steals. And Chelsea really did a nice job when she was in there. She pretty much saw the majority of the time at point guard after Riley hit the bench, and she did a good job of running the team. She got some buckets in there, but she did a nice job, obviously, facilitating as she led the team in assists in the game. And also, she did a great job on the defensive end, leading the team in steals.
Yeah, and honestly, she's a better shooter than she showed today. She struggled a little bit for the field, but still had the 5 points. But, yeah, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and, what, the three steals. So Chelsea Stevenson and then Abby Endhoff, as you mentioned, 13 points and 4 rebounds and assists as well. And probably could have been 15 or 16 points had she just been a little bit further back, but some out there close to the three-point arc. But what a nice stroke she had, especially today. We haven't seen too much of it.
Well, and I'm hopeful that we, through the course of the tournament, we see Abby playing with that first group a little bit, because I think she could add, as much as kind of like how Andrea was in years past, being that spot-up shooter. Abby could fill that role. It could be a role where she comes in and, she may not give you the ball handling that she probably gives as junior varsity, but at the same time, you get her in some open spots, you have her on that wing, and it helps give you another shooter on the floor. It would be interesting to see if, she can duplicate that with that first group.
So Chelsea Stevenson and Abby Endhoff are Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, it's going to be a short turnaround. We'll be back here at about right around 4:10 for the pregame, a 4:30 scheduled tip. It'll be the second game of the second session here. The Streaks will take on the Olney Tigers, and hopefully they can duplicate what they did here in the first one.
Yes. Just need to keep that confidence going. And I think that's the biggest thing. Once we talked about that 21-0 run, I think it was spurred primarily by confidence. You saw, the Streak shooters came out and hit a couple shots, and then you had Andrea and Riley really looking for their shots throughout the course.
Streaks win at 64-40 is the final score. We'll be back with you again in a couple of hours here. Thanks to our studio engineer, Will Stevenson, got us on and kept us on the air. It's amazing how he does that. Thanks to Will for keeping us on the air here. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erdos saying good afternoon from Mattoon.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.